Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week is Snap Pea 90.
Woohoo! This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
I can't believe we've done 90 of these.
That's a lot. It's a lot.
It started, what, was it July 2020?
Or yeah.
Yeah. Or was it the first lockdown?
Whenever we got the SpeakPipe app. So I don't know. Yeah, it was sort of the first lockdowns, 2020, yeah, I think.
I think we used to put SpeakPipes in regular episodes.
Oh, yes.
I can't quite remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It's you and I, actually. You'd think we would remember. But we asked for stuff about COVID.
Yeah.
I can't remember which lockdown was that, the first one or the second one?
I don't know.
So those people who are listening in order,
into one.
Please let us know when you hear this in 2 years' time.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we love hearing from you. So
we
that's
do.
90 episodes of hearing from
yes.
the piece, which is pretty incredible.
It is.
And really special.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just my favourite thing. I love everything. But I just hearing these voices.
Yeah, and
so
we can
great.
Get to more of you.
Yes, yes.
You know, because having the one episode a week with just one or two people takes time and all that stuff. So being able to hear SpeakPipes all the time is fabulous. Or when we can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
you're always sending them. Thank
yes,
you.
Sometimes we hear and sometimes
yeah,
we're not.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's hear from Snap Pea 90. First person.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Soapy here.
Hi, Soapy.
I have to get something off my chest.
Right.
And I have actually tried to publish an opinion piece in several newspapers, but no one seems really interested. But it can't just be me. When the findings came out from the Royal Commission, is it just me who was really gobsmacked that the key recommendation was closing special schools? Because I was just knocked for six because our daughter's special school is the best place ever. And the people there are amazing. There is no way in a million years my daughter and most of the kids there would cope in a mainstream school. And I say that as somebody who's worked in the learning support department of a mainstream school for the last 18 years.
Okay.
There's a couple of kids, only a couple, at my mainstream school who I wish were at my daughter's school because we just can't, we try, we throw resources at it, but it just doesn't work. Like we just can't help these kids the way they would be helped if they were at my daughter's school. And I hear, you know, the people saying, oh, but the commissioners that have lived experience of disability or have a family member with disability, they were really strong on this, that they have to be closed. But those people with disability, it's not like cognitively they're still okay and behaviourally they're still okay. Like, what if your kid doesn't progress past their early years developmentally and they can't behave normally? Like, seriously, if my daughter was at a mainstream school, she would be regarded as an absolute freak show. I'm not joking. But she would know that. And so she would be really distressed, and it would be unfair on all the other kids. I've just got to stop.
Oh, I know. And I think we might have another message. Let me just have a look.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's Soapy again. I know I ended with a bit of of craziness there.
No, we're used to that.
I'm really worked up about this whole special school thing. And what it made me think was that with Royal Commissions, maybe what happens is because everyone's just complaining about all the things that are broken, nobody is saying, oh, by the way, this is something that's not broken.
Interesting.
If I knew that's what they wanted to hear, I would have said this and this are broken. This is what's not broken. So I don't know. I just feel like they've been given an unfair representation, because I know I can't be the only one that thinks special schools are amazing. And the staff at the special school, like my daughter's teacher, she'll often say to me, I won't mention her name, my pea shoot was, she was pinching me and poking my breasts, and here are some bruises from where she kicked me today, and she nearly hit this kid in the head with a metal water bottle, and she got on the ride-on mower and we couldn't get her off for a bit. The things that happen are just out of control. And I'll say, oh, I'm sorry. And I say, no, don't say sorry. We just need you to know. And this is what we're going to try. And if you've got any ideas about what you think we can try, they're never judgmental. They're always ready to try something new. They're just amazing. And when they read this, what were they thinking? Were they thinking, do you think we're just a waste of space? It's just unbelievable. Yeah. Meanwhile, my neurotypical daughter, who is a high achiever, I just imagine having both my daughters in the same class. What kind of magician teacher do they think can cater to the people at the top and the people who are like fecal smearing in the back of the classroom? Like, honestly, what are they thinking? Anyway, I'm super worked up about it. And, sometimes I wish I was a journalist. Like, I could actually publish what I think, because I'm not on social media. Yeah. Anyway, I will get off my soapbox. You two are the best, because otherwise I don't know who I could tell this to. Thank you. Keep doing what you do. Bye.
It was rough when that came out. I actually was teary all week because I just didn't know what to think.
We spoke about this in the last Snap Pea. We are going to think about it more. We're going to get our head together more. We're going to talk to people who are wiser than us and maybe do some episodes next year, because this year's been a big year and we want to get this right. But we just want to say that we really hear you, and we hear the person that also sent a message last week.
Yeah, everyone's opinions count. That's right.
This is what I learned. When I grew up in the church, I thought that the one opinion was the right opinion. And I felt sorry for people that didn't have that opinion, because I thought that maybe they weren't going to go to heaven or something bad was going to happen to them. And the gift that I have now is knowing that all of us can have really different opinions, but be really valuable opinions. Yes. And there isn't necessarily a right or wrong. There's all the grays.
Yes.
And so we want to hear what you've got to say. And
I obviously chose specialist education for my daughter after inclusion didn't work.
Yeah, and you tried.
I tried until grade four. And she told me, I don't want to go there anymore.
So that was her decision.
It was her decision, actually.
Yes, it was her decision, because I think you would have maybe for a little while kept her there longer.
I definitely would have.
It was her decision, because you were passionate as well about
her. And it was our local school. Yep. She could walk. She could be with her twins. Yep. She could then the next year join with her younger sister.
Yeah.
Like, ripping her away from all of that was not easy.
No, it's a really big decision.
It was massive.
Yep.
And
yes, so we hear you. We see you.
I feel like I'm never going to say the right thing.
No,
so
that's right.
Because I'm right in it.
Yes, that's right.
Which I said last week as well. Because I know that people would argue we need to reimagine it then. So yes. Whenever it comes to 2050,
yes.
When we've reimagined, because let's face it, education needs to be reimagined anyway.
All of it.
Right?
Yeah.
So I know there's people saying if it can be reimagined yes. and changed for everyone, well, yes. thank God for that.
That's right. There's been lots of things that we haven't thought could be changed yes. and they've really changed for the better.
Yeah, so it just feels like that is a bridge very far away, yes. but possibly it's not. I don't know.
No, but thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody. You so, thank you for your passion.
Yeah, and the more people that talk about the Royal Commission, the better, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So it's fine. We need
because they might have recommendations, but yeah. they can't act on everything or, you know, they need more information. Yeah. We need, yeah.
Yeah, and I agree with you. If we had thought about
yeah, let's I didn't write, think about that either.
Let's tell them all the amazing things yes. about my daughter's special school education. That yeah, there's something in that, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, peas. I've had a bit of a week.
Oh.
I just wanted to
tell us,
put it out there because it's a bit tricky and it's private.
Yeah.
And it's so I can't really share it with yes. any of my social group or even my close friends because it's not my news, but yeah. My pea shoot got her period for the very first yeah. time yesterday, and it was something that, you know, I thought I'd laid some good groundwork for. We're a very open household. We talk about everything, and I think that's, you know, both my husband and I work quite hard at that. So I just thought we'd have more time because my pea shoot's 10.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's early.
When she got up in the morning and realised what had happened, and I, you know, we talked about it, and I looked at her little face and she was just so distressed yes. about something else happening to her body yes. that she has no control over, yes. no say over.
Yes.
Doesn't want yep. to deal with it.
Yeah, it's cruel. But
she just has to, and that has happened so much over the last 4 years since she became a pea shoot. But I think we turned it around, and, you know, I called in sick at work, and I kept her home from school, and we went and we had celebratory nuggies and went to Kmart.
Good job.
She squeezed a toy out of me that she didn't need.
Absolutely.
And that was, you know, really by the end of the day, I think she had actually had quite a good day. So I'm hoping when she looks back on it, it won't be a distressing thing that happened.
Good for you.
But for me, it's just that thing of one more thing that she has to do and deal with that other kids don't have to deal with just yet. You know, and I know it happens to neurotypical kids too. And but it's just, you know, that thing where you wish you could make things easier.
Yes.
And you just really can't most of the time. But she did make me laugh because she'd, you know, got her nuggies and got her toy and got to play unlimited video games, which is pretty special because usually when we stay home for fatigue, video games are off the cards until after school time.
Yeah.
But she still managed to convince her dad that he should buy her another game because, you know, and the quote was, well, I've got my period, Dad. So
fair.
Look. I admire her fortitude.
Yes.
But thanks for listening, Peas.
Of course.
The weather in Melbourne is sunny if I look to the left and stormy if I look to the right because Melbourne has got some issues.
Yeah, Melbourne has got some issues.
Take care, Peas.
Thank you. This is a very silent topic.
And we can't really talk about it either.
No, but as a mother of a pea shoot daughter, I see you.
Yes.
And I know that it's very silenced. Yes. So I'm glad you spoke about it to us.
We did speak to
The gynecologist from the Royal Children's Hospital.
Yeah. I won't put it in the show notes because I probably will forget.
Yeah, but scroll back.
Sonia,
I think her name was.
And she was amazing.
Yeah,
amazing,
it's an amazing episode.
Actually.
Go back and listen.
Life-changing even for me.
Yeah, it was terrific.
Have a listen and you might learn some things. I always think
You know that song Running Up That Hill by yep. Kate Bush? Running and she's like, hill. And if I only could, I'd make a deal with God. Yes. And I'd get him to swap our places.
Yes.
That is
oh my gosh.
My heart when these things oh, happen. Yes. Yeah, I'm like, oh, let me have this
oh,
for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so.
It's too much. And I'm, you know, previous to children, I'm all like, you know, natural fertility and
oh.
all the period positive stuff and I'm going to take them out for lunch and it's going to be a wonderful time and I'm going to yep. celebrate women's fertility and then boom,
yep.
everything
yeah,
it's, changes.
It's, yes, it does.
And it is confronting.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
And so I really had to change how I thought about everything.
Yeah, yeah yep. that's right. That's, look, that's what being a P does.
Yeah, it really, like, really
you think,
is.
You think that? No, let me pull that rug yeah. out. You know, you this is not
wowza.
What you think anymore.
Yep, yep. And if we could have lunch together, I could tell you yes. a gazillion stories and I wish I could.
That's right.
So,
but feel yeah. seen and held today.
Yes.
And thank you for
yeah.
telling us.
Yeah.
We're your people.
That's right.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Kate and Mandy, and all the peas.
Hello.
I'm Leah.
Hi, Leah.
I am a pea professional.
You are.
From Vic.
Yes.
And I just thought I'd drop a speak pipe because there's been a few pea professional related questions raised in earlier pods.
Oh.
Anyway, Kate, you are absolutely right. Cortisol levels do affect mood and sleep, and they definitely drop overnight. So that's why the 3 a.m. thing happens.
Yeah, I'm sick of
it. It's a real thing.
Yeah. Can you stop something, Leah?
And also, secondly, I am a doctor. I work in emergency medicine, and I have the privilege of looking after so many pea shoots, and it's honestly one of my favorite parts of my job. But I just wanted to send a little shout out to Kate and Mandy and say thank you for helping me be a better professional and be more understanding of our little pea shoots and all the peas out there.
Mm-hmm.
Had a really special little pea shoot that I looked after yesterday. And mom had a really tricky time.
Mm-hmm.
Baby was only 38 weeks corrected, born at 34 weeks, had been in special care up to the kids back to our regional town. And mom came in because baby wasn't feeding well and had a fever. And mom was just worried that baby wasn't right.
Yes.
But she also doubted her herself and was kind of like, oh, the baby's, she's okay. I'm just worried because she's not quite right. And I was just like, trust your instincts.
Yes.
So I just think, you know, as a doctor, I want to know if you think something's not right. And I think all you mums out there know when something's not right.
I
and
agree.
Just let us know because I trust you guys. And I trust mums to tell me that. And that's a big red flag to me when a parent comes in and says, I don't know what's wrong, but something's not right.
Yeah.
And thankfully, that little bub I heard today is doing really well and getting all the treatment they need and they're safe. But they definitely needed to be in hospital.
Yeah,
so, yeah, all you peas out there, trust your instincts.
Yes.
Seek help, seek a second opinion. You know, if you don't feel like you're being listened to, you can ask for a second opinion, and yeah, I would really encourage you to do that. Because we want your little pea shoots to be super safe. So, yeah. Thanks, Kate and Mandy, and we'll catch up soon. Bye.
Thank you, Leah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's hard because you know this isn't right, but then when you get there, you're like, that person knows more than me. They've studied for 12 years. I don't want to. Like, it's this weird.
And I'd get there at 3 a.m. and yeah, then they'd perk up in the car.
Always.
And I'd be like, what's going on?
I know. They're like, oh, we're going for a drive. Yeah. Oh.
So I'd walk in and think, oh.
I know. But
we're frauds, isn't it? No, we'd be admitted.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Yeah, thank you, Leah. We need doctors like you. We need the professionals. We do. Definitely. You've
got to gradually change, and everyone can be a professional.
Yes, totally.
Oh, imagine.
It was lovely to hear that. Thank
it was.
You.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
And I'm a bit nervous. Never sent anything like this before until I started listening to you. I didn't even know how to listen to a podcast. So, hello. I'm in outer eastern Melbourne.
Ooh.
And it's cold and cloudy and 15.
Yes.
And apparently it's November.
I know.
So, I'm an old pea. I've been listening to you since the start.
Thank you.
I found you, well, first of all, my mum told me about you, but sometimes we don't listen to our mum.
Yes.
And then when my dear hairdresser Michelle told me all about you, I knew I really had to listen to you. So
great.
My pea is 15 years old, and I also have another son who is 10. Up until probably a few years ago, I really did feel like I was all on my own, and just like everyone else, we just plod through, don't we? We just do what we need to do to get by. And I guess, like a lot of families, COVID put us into the depths of places we never even thought existed.
Yeah.
And I started listening to you. I started to realize that I wasn't alone. And even though I've been an early childhood teacher for over 20 years, I still felt that I didn't have the skills to parent my P and my other child properly. Yeah. Your podcast has literally touched every area of my life, both of you, your stories. They've just given me some days literally the strength to say that I can do it. And I do have to remind myself that I don't know you personally.
No, but you pretty much do.
Jeepers, sometimes I feel like I do. I feel like I'm connected to you in so many ways, both of you, Kate and Mandy, and I really want to thank you for that. And I've been wanting to thank you for a very long time and just didn't know how to. I've written you an email in my head so many times.
Aww, beautiful.
Thought, there is no way that I can leave one of those speak pipes.
And look at
you. I can't do that. So hopefully this is working.
It is.
And I can leave it for you. I thought I wouldn't do it, but then when I was listening a few weeks back and I save up your episodes and listen to them while I clean the shower because I hate cleaning the shower. And so to make that job a little bit more fun, I listen to you while I clean the shower. And
I'm honoured.
One of the episodes that I will never forget
ammonia.
Is when you spoke to the beautiful Hanny. And when I'm listening, I'm like, this is great. She's amazing. I feel like I want to give Hanny a hug. Well, and then at the end when Hanny said that she started up her support work in Upper Ferntree Gully, well, I've never been more excited to clean the shower because I'm like, that is me. That is local. I've been trying to look for a support person for my son for so, so long.
Wow.
Nothing's worked. We've tried so many and nothing's worked. And I thought maybe we will give Hanny a go.
Yes.
So we did give Hanny a go. Thank you so, so much because
I've got goosebumps.
They have changed my son's life. He has somewhere to go.
Stop it.
He has somewhere to go. He has somewhere to feel like he belongs, somewhere to say to his
I'm going
the peers at school that he's going somewhere without me after school.
Yes, massive.
And just the enthusiasm of him wanting to go somewhere, and also his younger brother thinking that he's going somewhere cool. My peer's younger brother wants to go too, and he can't. Uh-huh. And so it's just like my peer's doing something for him that's exciting. And
everyone's proud.
I now tell anyone who will listen about you, and I've since gone back to teaching, and I now tell all the young mums at work about you, and that you should they should listen to you
you
feel like they're entering into the P world. And tell my friends. I've even made friends because of you and your podcast. And I just really want to thank you, because I did feel like I was on my own for a long time, and now I don't feel on my own. I've been stronger to make connections because of words that you've given me to say, and I do feel stronger. And who knew? I listen to podcasts. I send speak pipes.
Yeah.
I really do thank you. I listen to you every week, and you really are a motivator for not only getting my shower. But to learn more about our wonderful children and the wonderful support people like Hanny that are out there. And I did give Hanny a hug, and I'm just so glad that she's in our world. I'm so glad that your podcast exists, and I can't thank you enough. So thank you very much to both of you, and thank you, and take care. Bye.
Excellent first speak pipe.
You nailed it. Well done. Terrific. I knew how to push the button that had the cheering. I'd push it, but I don't know what sound will come out.
One of them.
That's a bird. There you go.
We'll test it.
We've got 8 buttons. We don't know what hilarious. Any of them do. That's great.
And what we wanted was for the power of women to feel seen, so that they go back home and do a better job of mothering. Yeah, that's right. So if that's happened for you, then nothing makes us prouder.
Nothing. And you know what? I listen to podcasts while I clean the shower.
Totally. I think I cannot clean without it.
No, I can't.
No, I can't. I refuse.
Same. I'm like, to clean without a podcast. My headphones are flat. My AirPods are flat. Well, right. I'll have to put on
speaker. I'm not cleaning that toilet then.
I just shove it in my bra on speaker.
With the phone. Me too.
But then I'm like, this cannot fall in to the Domestos.
I will not clean without a podcast.
That's my level of like survivor cleaning.
Oh, totally. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you've met Hanny.
Yes. And yay for an outer eastern suburb.
The grey, the 15 degrees Melbourne. Yes. Yep. Your ass. Yep. And if you see us at the Bayswater Woolworths,
say hi. Me in
my Ugg boots, say hello.
Yeah, I love that Woolies. It's my favourite one.
Me too. I went there the other day and I thought, I look terrible. I'm going there.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. It's not AGA clothes today.
No, it's not. I was at the service station a couple of weeks ago, and I was walking out back towards my car, and this man was going, hello, hello. And I was like, hi. And he goes, my wife or my girlfriend, she will not wave to you. She loves you. It was so funny. I said, hi, I'm wearing my trackies. It was very cute.
Yeah.
So awesome. Thank you.
And maybe over this next week or two, Melbourne will have some spring days.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Give up.
You know what?
Oh, I think it's going to be 30 on Melbourne Cup Day, of course.
It's raining, I think.
Oh, well. Good. What a shame that, you know, I'm not going.
I'm not going now. Never have been. Never will be. I don't know, is there a tracksuit section at the Melbourne
Cup? If there was, I would go. And I would win.
You would win the blue ribbon. Yeah, that's right. But thankfully, we don't care.
No, we don't care. So anyway, thank you. That was Snap P90. Everything.
Thank you.
A bit of everything.
Yep.
Because that is how great the P community is.
It really, really
is. So we will see you this week with an episode on Thursday, and then we'll be back when we're back.
If you send us speak pipes,
we will have it.
We get in the same room as each other.
Yep.
We will
record.
And I put a call out last time, I think. if you've got any Christmas
yes.
or major event, if you don't do Christmas but you do yeah. other religious or cultural things,
yeah,
send us messages.
End of the year stuff.
Yeah, end perhaps. Of the year stuff. Yeah. Like things that
what
are...
What was 2023 like, you yeah. know, if you want to sum it up. I mean, it's just...
You can do your cry, laugh, difference for the
yeah,
year.
You can, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and yeah, we want the good, the bad and the ugly, but yeah. also the good.
Yeah, we can deal with it. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Have okay, a great week,
bye.
Peace.
See bye. Ya.
Woohoo.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.